Well, sure I will. What time getting anything to eat here in New York? I'll tell you about it just as soon as I can get cooled off. I'm so doggone mad right now. If I bit myself, I'd have hydrophobia. I missed my train. Yeah, that makes four of them I missed now today, and I've got on the wrong train twice, and I can't miss any more of them till long next week sometime. They only have a train once a week to Funkin' Center. Now that I'm here, I can't get away. Well, sir, I had quite a time of getting here. I was riding along on one of them sleeping cars. First time I ever rode in one of them, and when I got up in the morning, I never was so tangled up in all my life. I lost my socks in that little fishnet they got alongside of where you sleep. I knowed how I put him in there, but I'll be doggone if I could get him out again. Then I lost my collar button. I was looking all around for that little button. I wanted to find it if I could. I wasn't certain I'd get another one like it in New York. Well, I crawled under the bed to hunting for it, and I got stuck under there. When I got out, I noticed a little button right in the side of the wall. I allowed I might as well have it. I paid for the place, and I got out my knife and started to gouge it out. I had it might nigh out when a fella come along and said, "What do you want?" I said, "I don't want nothing." He said, "Well, quit ringing the bell." Well, I got to looking around here in New York for a place to eat. When I used to come to New York, I always stopped at the Astor House. I kind of like Mrs. Astor's cooking. But that ain't here anymore. I got into one place, they called it Cabaretti. They charged me $5 to sit down at the table. They had a lot of circus gals dancing in there. One gal kicked flour over my head and tickled me under the chin, and gosh, I had to get right out of there. Then I got into an eating house kept by Mr. Cafeteria. He had a lot of gals in there. One gal handed me a little tin plate and another put a knife and fork and a napkin on it. Another gal gave me a little butter. You could almost see it. I think she was Mrs. Hoover. Another gal gave me two slices of bread, another a bowl of soup, and another one some mashed potatoes, and another one some roast beef, and then they wouldn't let me eat it till I paid for it. I had to carry it over the table and set it down and go get a cup of coffee, the spoon, the cream and sugar, and glass of water and the pepper and salt, and I got it all together finally, and I ate it, and when they wasn't watching me, I sneaked out without washing the dishes. Guys, they'll be madder than thunder when they find all them dirty dishes what I left.